Now, what about the lingo? What are some terms or some phrases one might hear in the city of Detroit right about now?
What up, though? For sure, that's... What up, though? What up, what it do? That's for sure. But everybody in my city say, what up, though? What's happening? What up, what it do? That's for sure. But everybody in my city say, what up, though? What up, though? What up, though? What up,
though? What up, though? What up, though, everybody? It's your girl, Jess G.
And it's your girl, Tasha.
And we're back with another episode of the What Up, Though podcast. If you know the morning I've had.
And the
do
night.
You know the... I was going to say, do you know what I've all done in 10 hours?
They've been eating in here. There's popcorn and crackers on the floor.
They need to clean up.
Vacuum, run a vacuum through this place.
First, let us introduce our special returning co-host.
Whoop, whoop. Hello, it's me, Christine. Hi, guys. My name is Chrissy. Hey.
Tell us about yourself. What do you do in your spare time?
Sleep.
What do you do on the weekends?
Sleep. And more sleep because I don't get enough of it during a week.
What do you like to do for fun?
Eat.
Do you enjoy long walks on the beach?
Bro.
What beach is
feel like we're on, on a dating app. This man told me earlier this week he enjoys going for long walks by the water. That's what he likes to do for fun. I'm like, you think I'm about to go for a long walk by the water right now?
By the Detroit River.
Some people,
bitch, you think I'm gonna let you take me to the Detroit River and push me?
I wasn't even going there, I was thinking people still be down there and they exercise. It is very cold, but they be out there.
Last week would have been a good
week. Building that extra park that leads you to Belle Isle. So
you need a bike if you're doing all that.
Yeah. It's too windy by the way.
Oh my!
All my life, I had to fight in the studio.
You want to tell them quickly about today?
Basically, I don't know. I mean,
so pretty much today starting at midnight, I had shots of Hennessy.
Like three.
Really? You thought you was a more than that? A real Detroit nigga, huh?
I don't drink that.
She drank it last night.
What?
Put it down her throat.
What's a meme? I don't know if it's Nene or somebody from the Housewives. I don't do that. I don't drink that.
And she was letting Jess drive the boat.
I drove the boat.
Mm-hmm. Did you really?
Mm-hmm. With Hennessy.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. You all outside of yourself today or last night.
My stomach hurt.
Girl, like you ain't said nothing about your stomach until you started talking about it.
Because I took a sip of that drink.
I told you.
That do look like it's pure sugar.
It's sugar and it's strong as fuck. Like, I'm like...
Why did you get pumpkin, though?
Have you ever been to 29 and Park?
No, that was good.
You never came. So, I hadn't been in 2 years, but I thought about it. I've never had a bad time there. Have you?
I didn't have a great time when we went for Adrian's birthday.
I think we were there too early. I feel like the time we came, because I think we were trying to get in for free, it don't start getting hype until like midnight.
Oh my God.
And then once midnight hit.
Is it a boat?
No, I want that.
Girl, you scared me.
The tambourine.
You want what?
The tambourine.
We're going to have a jam session.
Yeah, we got to say, we got to get done 5 minutes early.
That's already not about to be an hour episode.
Bro, I'm mad that they don't got no damn drumsticks in here. I feel like it is some in here. I got to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? They probably in that bag with those, what are those things called that go at the top of the drums? We in a different studio, too.
Yeah, excuse us.
Yeah, we're distracted. ADHD brains.
Yes, but I can't think of a time. I don't know. I got a video from Adria's birthday shaking ass. But I do remember sitting playing games on my phone. Yeah. But I feel like it's because the DJ don't play no good music until midnight. Like, that's they wait for everybody to get in, and then they start playing songs that I know.
I don't really feel like it was the music. I feel like it was the
liquor.
The people.
Anyway. And not even, not like Adria. It was.
I feel like we whatever. Wasn't, I mean, with first no, of all, we wasn't with no lit people this time. It was literally us and Jessica and Chris.
But we had a better time this time. We were also like on the edge of the booth. And we didn't have as good of a booth as we had this time. We were like on the couches. That booth cost more. The one we had last night? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the better booth. So there was more space because you can technically do like two layers
of people. I used to always have that booth that was right behind that booth, that corner. And that's a good spot too because it's not like.
I've been in. My friend Raven had that same booth we had last night before. But
yeah, that is
I feel like the least amount of fun I had was that time we went for Adria's birthday. She had a good time, so that's all that really matters.
How much does the booth cost?
That's the problem.
A lot.
They have like a 2-bottle minimum.
And the bottle.
But you know, the bottles start at like, so the cheapest bottle is probably like some plain Moet, and it'll probably still be like $175. Back in my day, right. Back when I used to go to 29, you could buy one bottle. You would buy like one Moet bottle. The booth was technically free. Mm-hmm. And you bought one bottle and it was like $150. But now, post pandemic,
COVID fucked up everything.
Them
bro.
Two Hennessy bottles was with gratuity was like $600.
I miss the days where fill in was still $20 or fresh.
Bro, like fill in used to be $20.
And if you was to get shellac, you may have been paying about $30.
Shellac didn't exist.
That is factual.
I feel like post-pandemic, I feel like shellac just became a thing like maybe the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm. That's about when I started getting into about when I was like 20, 21.
But when we were in like college, we was it. When I was in college, we didn't have shellac. You was sitting there
looking stupid.
Knowing that y'all was getting that government grant money, see, I really wasn't missing out on nothing. Y'all just taxing. That's why my nails ain't did nothing.
Yeah, but I have been to 29 and not had. That time I definitely this I don't feel think, like this was the best time I've had.
I don't think
time.
We were drinking though either. We was just kind of like sitting there.
Yeah, but I mean they were very hospitable this time. They pouring shots down your throat. As soon as we got in, we got a shot. We had a good spot in the booth.
I
had me a great gay old time.
It made me want to go back.
But I feel like invite me.
I feel like
go.
When they, I feel like last night was more fun too because it was
it
Halloween,
was Halloween yes.
And people wasn't in there trying to be cute. They was trying to have fun. Yeah. They in there looking stupid, like because I was having a grand time. I had my cape on.
I never wore a costume.
She wore a costume. She looks so cute. I'm mad we didn't get no pictures.
Hey, I saw it on your time. I was like,
we didn't take not one picture.
I took a selfie.
Well,
she don't take pictures.
I
should have took
one together. You got to go look at the What Up Though page for my stories.
Jesus Christ. What's on there?
The last time I bought a Halloween costume.
Just as ass.
Yes.
Period.
I think the last time I bought a Halloween costume was in high school. I have not
dressed up for Halloween. I don't even think I've honestly dressed up since like elementary school. I never was into it like that.
She think it's the devil's
holiday. It is. Y'all know I grew up in church. We went to Hallelujah Harvest.
I think I dressed up in college. I can't remember if I did. Hallelujah Harvest.
Yeah, that's what we
damn.
Used
to. Damn. I mean,
y'all
I damn.
Never went to Hallelujah Harvest? Nah, it was fun.
I went trick-or-treating, okay?
We went to, my mom let us go trick-or-treating. Hallelujah Harvest used to be like the Sunday before Halloween. Mm-hmm. It would just be like something to.
Well, the Sunday before Halloween, I usually spent at camp. I always spent Halloween. Well, I always did Halloween at camp. I would have, my mom always made my costumes. I would go to camp. I would win the little costume contest. I would go trick-or-treating at all the cabins. I would carve a pumpkin. I had a great time.
Yeah, my mom let us go trick-or-treating. I just never dressed up. I was the person that would be like, so what are you supposed to be? Bro, were you with me and Jermaine when we went trick-or-treating in Kalamazoo one random ass year?
Yes, and Jermaine was supposed to be the green M&M. Was that that year?
We was college students like, trick-or-treat. What are you supposed to be?
A child. I'm supposed to be a child.
A broke college student that wants some candy.
Please, for free. I ain't got put your shit in the bag, Karen. You fucking around, Gosling. Shit about to get real aggressive.
That's the title. Drop put the shit snicker. In the bag, Karen. Okay. Put it in the bag, Karen.
I'm broke. I'm hungry. This
what else you got in there? You got noodles in there? What's on the stove, bitch?
Like, this is how you gonna be like, no, fuck it. I'll do it myself. Like, that's how it's gonna be. How did we make it out?
I'm weak.
College was, I was starving throughout that's the how whole I feel damn
now. Thing. I saw this video of somebody saying that they put a potato in the at the top of the they thing of candy, and the kid is always like, "Ooh, a potato!" And then they put another one up, and another kid will be like, "Ooh, a potato!"
Let me tell you
and
something.
And they count through. So girl, I would keep coming back.
They got it.
Like, all these potatoes.
My mom never buys candy, so it's two kinds of kids that come to the house. It's the, ooh, chips. Or it's the, y'all ain't got no candy.
I fucked them chips up last year.
And this year, she got popcorn. I'm like, I'm not handing this out. You just sit this on the porch.
Why not candy?
It's only popcorn?
She used to get these. She got them this year. It's just like a mini, like, Halloween popcorn bag. But they pop it. It's literally popcorn.
Oh, why is she against passing out candy? Like,
I don't know. I think she's literally just never passed out candy. It's always either chips or popcorn. Usually it's chips.
So she only giving out popcorn? She don't got no chips?
No, she bought popcorn this year.
Boo.
Them chips. I'm glad y'all don't stay in the hood. Because them kids will look me like...
but some kids be like, ooh, I love popcorn. Or yeah, they like, where's the candy?
I love popcorn. I've been fucking
all of
popcorn
Detroit is, where's the candy?
Usually it be the parents that if parents come to the door, they be like, ooh,
some chips, a snack.
Popcorn.
Can I have some?
Kids, Detroit kids look through your bag like this. Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day.
You don't have nothing else in there?
Don't go to this house.
They ain't got no candy.
They ain't got no candy.
But right. Yeah, you started the story.
Oh,
talking
yeah.
about
what else?
We were talking
oh,
about
today.
Last night. Yeah.
Girl, I was about to play the damn clip. I forgot. We got off track.
Basically, we pulled up to the studio, guest and all, and we ain't had no session booked. So we had to record the first episode of the car. It's not
did
just
you hear somebody in there?
I couldn't hear nothing.
Go.
Well, you know, these walls are paper thin.
So, you able to open the door?
You can't open it without a code. Oh. But yeah, hi. I did book a session. I never got a confirmation email. And you know that listen to that voice. Because it crossed my mind, but I didn't act on it.
Maybe somebody is here.
Maybe, but they need to give me my motherfucking 3 credits back.
Period.
So, yeah, we had to record a bonus episode in the car, but it still was, I think it was great. Great conversation. Head on over and click the link in the bio, right. Bitch. And subscribe to Patreon so you can hear it. And now we're in this deluxe studio, which... It got too much shit in here that I want to touch.
Mm-hmm. I want to touch all the things.
It smells like somebody changed their oil right before we came in here.
I don't smell
I feel like it's the people that be in here. They probably
it
stink.
Like a garage, like a mechanic.
I smell a hint of something, but I feel like it's probably the people who were in here last.
Maybe they fixed cars.
It right there. And it dropped.
That's a spot right there, too. What are all these spots on the ground? Blood.
They need to vacuum. I don't want to sit on the floor anymore.
You just stay right there. Don't move.
But anywho.
We're here now.
That's how the day went.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Let's see. I got a clip.
So I really like this guy. Not and when I one. Say when we're
you
together,
know, TikTok does
everything
that.
Is great.
When you click on the link,
oh yeah,
it goes to my news feed.
You got to give it a second. Sometimes it's annoying.
Well, it wasn't doing nothing that time.
Yeah, it was gonna play.
And I would
shit.
Say my network is unstable. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
I'm a firm believer that some things can only be healed once you're in a relationship.
Oh, come on, man.
Because, you know, like with a doctor, when you go into surgery, they got to be able to access the thing that's broken And outside of a relationship, you ain't opening yourself up to people like that. And so oftentimes people look healed as singles. Yeah. And when you get into a relationship, once you gain access, deeper access to them, yeah, that's what a brokenness is. But you don't see that in the friend space because there's a wall or a boundary between that. And I'm not saying that's a red flag and run, but what I am saying is that if you encounter someone who looked healed and whole and presented themselves as, you know, their best self, and then you got into a relationship with them, what happened was they gave you access to very intimate parts of them, and you may see some stuff that's broken and some further healing that needs to happen. If you love that person and you can see a future with that person, then this is a privilege. This is an opportunity for you to invest love in that space and let God use you in that space. But if you were really only interested in that person from a lustful place to try to, you know, say, and kind of get what you wanted, yeah, then that's going to be a big turnoff for you because it's going to seem like, oh, this isn't easy. This is going to take some work.
Sometimes what that person needs to become the best version of themselves is for the person that they get with to see that they're broken and love them anyway.
I'm a firm believer.
I would like to discuss with him what he just said, that last part where he was, whatever he, I feel like that's literally what we were just talking about how like somebody present themselves a certain way. And then once you get into a relationship with them, they, the other shit start coming out. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I feel like you're hiding it. Mm-hmm. Like you're holding that shit back. Like, you know that you have feelings about certain things. Now the relationship part might trigger it a little bit more, but you knew that you had certain feelings about certain things that you didn't feel the need to speak on until it was too late, until that person is mm-hmm. attached to you. Mm-hmm. It can be stuff that you don't know is going to come out, but I feel like sometimes people definitely be holding it back. Mm-hmm. But to his point, if you love the person, if it's something that you're willing to work with, where it's just like, okay, this is an issue that you have, it's not necessarily like harming me, mm-hmm. then yeah, we can work with it. Like, I love you, let's work on this thing. But they also got to be receptive to,
there we go,
you have a there's something wrong here, let's mm-hmm. let's address it, and let's work through this. Like, I'll help you, but you got to help yourself my brother in Christ.
Yeah, but some people know that there's something, like you said, some people know that there's something wrong with it, but they've been functioning in that discomfort or that dysfunction mm-hmm. for so long.
Or it's nothing that bring it out. Like, yeah, you're not really triggered by nothing or nobody that close to you to point it out to.
So what happens when they're not willing to work on it? And on top of that, is it really fair for the other person to have to deal with that type of shit?
Not if you're not willing to work on it. I feel like it's fair to deal with any of your partner's shit within the realm of them wanting to help themselves. Mm-hmm. Within reason. Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, I feel like maybe, like, substance abuse, domestic violence, like, financial issues. Like, it's certain shit that, yeah, we can, it might be too much for a relationship. You might need to do a lot of inner work first. Mm-hmm. But I think the reason why a lot of people haven't dealt with their shit is because they're not willing to acknowledge accountability. They are not willing to take accountability for first of all, not I don't like when people come into stuff and feel like they're this, like, perfect version of themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody is a perfect version of themselves yet. Mm-hmm. And probably, and never will be. There's no perfect version of anybody. Right. But for you to think, like, no growth needs to happen is a huge red flag to me. Mm-hmm. That you just think, like, oh, I don't need to work on anything. I feel like that's basic human, but you're supposed to want to do that. You're supposed to always want to be better.
There's always room for growth. There's always room for evolution.
You think you're perfect? Red flag.
I think that one thing I struggle with is, at what point is it like a deal breaker? Because when I kind of be like, well, everybody, if you leave one relationship, it's not like the next person you get with isn't going to have their shit too. Mm-hmm. It's just different shit. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I struggle with trying to figure out, like, well, what is the actual problem, mm-hmm. I guess, and trying to determine, is that problem a deal breaker, and is it worth ending this relationship, or is it worth trying to fix the problem? And sometimes the problem just actually, like, it can't be fixed. Mm-hmm. Like, there's literally nothing you can do to fix that issue. Like, if they stand so strongly on it and it's basically a non-negotiable for them, mm-hmm. you could literally be doing everything else right. But if that one thing that they don't like about you is, like, they're not willing to bend on it, it's nothing you can do. Yeah. But it's hard when you're in it to see it that way. Mm-hmm. This current ex, like, I know that the right thing is for us to have ended that relationship. But at the same time, when you work through so many other things, it's like, damn, we overcame this. We overcame this. We got through this. We worked through this. We ended up better on all these other things. Mm-hmm. But it's still these two or three things where we're not getting better. So, and I feel like I'd be struggling, like, well, are those two or three things worth ending it, or do they mean so much to me that I can't continue because of that? And I feel like now, like, with hookup culture and dating apps, I mean, people just more easily replaceable, honestly. And I feel like a lot of people really be like, this whole ick thing, that shit kind of gets on my nerves, because it's pointing out the pettiest things in people. And it's like, well, what do you want? Are you really trying to be in a relationship? Do you really want to meet somebody?
Some people do. You really
think
far,
that you don't have icks yourself?
Yeah.
Like, so the whole thing, like, he did this and it gave me the ick and I'm never going to talk to him again. Like, okay, that really could have been your husband, but you going to let, I don't know.
I feel like if it's a petty
the way
thing,
he chew.
No, because
no. That's
I'm
not
just saying.
No.
He do everything right. He buy you whatever you want. He pay all your bills, but he got messed up teeth.
I could deal with teeth. That chewing though.
The sound.
I should not.
Sound.
He smack his gum.
Oh.
You can't. You know how that gum. Spit it out.
When it hit these eardrums, it sends like shockwaves through
my spine. Bro, me when I don't like somebody's voice. I am always like, I don't like the sound of his voice.
That
I don't like the sound. My husband, I feel like when I hear his voice, I'm gonna be like,
oh. And that's this for the next episode.
Music to my
with this whole thing of like, oh, you're this. I absolutely would not date you because of your profession or because of this or that is so crazy to me. Like, that one profession is the same outcome for every person. But I'm saving that list for next time.
Yeah, it's just certain. Yeah, we'll save. I'll save my thoughts.
But I feel like his point in you don't know your issues until you're with somebody, I definitely agree.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how I was as a communicator until I got in my last relationship and how poorly I was at it when it came to conflict with a partner. Like, I can talk eloquently all day at work. I can argue a point in a friendship or talk to my kid a certain kind of way and articulate what I'm trying to say. But in a relationship, all that shit out the window. That shit was...
Because the way that you operate in that space.
It's yelling.
Is not the same.
It's shutting down. It's cuss. It's it. And I really had to look at myself and like, I'm not adding nothing good to these arguments either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't be like, oh, well, he's this, he's that, and he does this and he says that, because I'm not contributing any good components to it either. And it took me to be in a relationship to see that. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, you got some work to do. You not
noticed,
all that.
I just noticed about myself in my, I guess,
current relationship?
It's not current no more because we ended it, right?
Okay, yeah, we gonna have to talk. No, because the last time we seen each other, we was both burnt.
Okay, cook. Cook, baby. Cajun style, okay? But I noticed that when I'm irritated about someone, when I'm upset about something, I don't let him know right away. I think that was to my fault. Because in my mind, like, I would say something like, yo, chill out. I don't like that. And then that's just it. But if you keep doing it, it's, instead of me coming to you like, yo, I asked you to stop.
You're really bothering me.
That's bothering me. Yeah. I need you to chill that shit out. I'll sit there and I keep eating it. And then at the end, like, when they, that
look,
last
bitch.
Shot, it'd be like that. It'd be like, I'll be sitting there and then he'll just do something and I just snap off. Like, didn't I just tell your motherfucking ass that I didn't like that shit? And your ass gonna keep doing that stupid ass shit? Are you slow or are you slow? And then he, then next thing you know, like, who the fuck you talking? Bitch, I'm talking to you.
Oh my!
It just goes like that.
I'm like the meme.
Who I'm hot? No, I'm sorry. But no, but I didn't realize I was like that until he pointed it out because we had to have a serious conversation. But I'm not like, I'm not just like that with him. I'm like that with everyone. Like I tell you once, like yo, I don't like that. And you'll, like, I'll give you room to correct yourself. And if you come back and do it again, like, I'm peeping it, but I'm not saying nothing.
I feel like I'm the same
around.
Way.
And then by that sixth, seventh, eighth time.
I'm going to let
like,
you piss me off. Yeah, I'm going to let you be
game.
Pissing me off. Because yeah.
in my mind.
Because I said it.
How I rationalize is that I told you that's something I didn't like. But instead of me reiterating so you can have a clear understanding. Because maybe you felt like I was joking. Or maybe you don't realize that what you're doing is what I'm saying I don't like. So maybe I should have just circled the block like, yo, this right here. When you do this, this is how it resonates with me. And I don't like that. But I didn't realize
I feel like
how
I'm
poor
worse,
my communication was.
I don't say it the first time.
But now that you know that, and this is the difference in what we're talking about with relationships is, now you know it so you can know how to change it in the future.
You can start working on it.
The difference is when people, you tell somebody something that they do and you have examples, but they really just gaslight you into thinking like that's not what it is. Or it's your fault that I'm doing that.
Or it's not that serious. Oh, you tripping. It ain't even that serious, man. You just
you,
upset
bitch.
About and like, that shit will send me straight
over
to
the edge. Over the edge.
But no.
I feel like I'm like that with Noel. Like, that's my person that I feel like, because we're in relation with each other so often, that it's so much stuff about myself that I'm like, you really pulling it out of me. Like, from the depths of my soul, you pulling it out of me. Because I realized the other day that she gets pissed. Like, if she's trying to tell you something, and you don't hear that shit the first time, or you don't understand what the fuck she's saying, she'd be like, never mind, I don't want to talk to you. Bro, I did that shit to Jess the other day when we was talking about that haunted house in Belleville. And I was like, you know what I'm talking about? And
I
she was like,
what, and I truly did.
She was like,
she
I don't know
about.
What the fuck you're talking about. I'm like, never mind. I'm like, I sound just like my dad. Never mind. Just never mind.
Forget it. I was like,
I was really trying
to understand.
Just sit here like, but I really don't know.
I knew she didn't. I knew that she didn't know, but in my mind, I know we talked about it before. In my mind, I'm like, she should know what I'm talking about. That don't even make no sense for me to just, well, we've talked about it before, but I also know her. Because we probably talked about it 2 years ago. And she don't remember what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, baby.
I'm like, is this right by your house? And it's right here. And it's
I think,
and you should just
I think
know.
You thought that because it was by my house
that
I've seen
that you
it.
Would...
But I don't typically go that way.
Bro, it makes perfect sense why you haven't seen this shit. And it made sense to me then, too, because I'm like, because
if
right
I'm
there,
going
go
on
right
Belleville,
there.
I'm usually turning left.
But in my
and
mind...
And if I'm going the other way, I'm going the back way down...
But it was whatever. More so not even because Port. You live there. It's more so because everybody I know... No, like, so many people know about it. So I'm like, well, you have to know. Exactly. It's like when you be like, oh, do you know such and such? You know such and such, such and such. Like, that'll make me know no better.
Like, no, really, no, such and such.
I know you know.
Such and such.
I know you know.
And I...
They know
yeah.
their person. Don't know their name. Don't know their face.
But I do the same exact thing my baby do. I'm like, just, never mind. Never. Fuck it. Fuck the whole thing. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm like, okay. Acting like my child.
So I have these two questions. So on So Shameless, they had a relationship therapist, counselor lady on there. And they had played this clip, and I was like, damn, that's a good-ass question. So one of the questions was, before entering dating, do you self-evaluate and ask yourself, how are my personal insecurities going to ruin this relationship?
No.
I don't think, clearly it's no. But have you ever realized, you know, like, have you ever been the problem in a relationship?
Yes. Not throughout the entire relationship, but I have been the problem in a certain point in our relationship, mm-hmm. or just my
attitude.
Damn, should I walk some? my attitude, just my mental state at that time. And it takes, you know, your person that you're with to really, like, check that. Or, like, we talking about bring it to the light. But I for sure, absolutely, have been the problem at some point in our relationship.
Do you want to share an insecurity that you have currently that could affect the relationship? Think about it. We'll come back.
Yeah, let's think on that.
You want me to talk about the insecurity I have?
I know mine.
No, I got one. I got one, too. Yeah.
Mine that I really be trying, and I don't know why I think this, but I'm really quick to just be like, really that I don't need you mentality, but it's really just because outside of my dad, a man has never taken care of me. So it's really hard for me to allow a man to really, and I feel like this is a thing with a lot of women in general, they just don't say it, really allow a man to come in and be that head of household man. Mm-hmm. Like, it really takes a lot for me to get to a point to trust you and allow you to lead. And I think that insecurity in me has been a reason why some stuff don't work, because I really don't get to a point where I allow you to make a decision for me. Mm-hmm. Like, as my man and as my partner, like, I never fully ever trust you.
But is it because they haven't proven to be trustworthy, or is it because you have an insecurity? Because I feel like it can be both.
I think it's both, but I do feel like there are situations where I can allow somebody to lead at work. Even in my friendships, I'm controlling, mm-hmm. when it comes to certain things. And I, because I have a position at work, and because I'm a single parent and I have all these other things aligned, there's literally no part of my life that I don't have any say or control over. Mm-hmm. So even my parents, I don't even let them come at me crazy on or try to tell me something that I don't want to hear. So to allow somebody else come in, and it's really just a trust thing. Like, at what point, like, I get that you should, at some point you have to, like, go on faith and allow them to be like, oh, I have this thing, and let them be the lead on it.
Insecure, maybe I'm thinking about it in a different way. Insecurity is that, to me, insecurity is, it's like, oh, my nigga is out late at night, he must be cheating because I've been cheated on before. I don't think that's an insecurity. I just think that's just a control type thing. That's not an insecurity, though.
I feel like it can be it's an insecurity because she doesn't feel secure. Yeah. Like, basically, okay, in that space.
And even if you have done things to make me feel secure,
it takes more than,
I will still, like, question you.
And it's the same thing as, like, oh, my nigga out late, but I need the extra security of you telling me things, you talking to me.
I can give you an example of where you don't really need to trust somebody, and still, I would still, like, say something. Like, you're driving somewhere, and I know where I'm going, I'd be like, oh, well, you should go this way, or this way is faster. Instead of just being in the passenger seat and letting you drive.
I do that shit.
That shit is,
like, hey, where you
but
going?
For somebody, for somebody else that knows where they're going, yeah, it's just literally a different way. That can be irritating.
It can be.
Because it's more than one way to get downtown. It or is. Get to the Riverwalk, or go to a place. that I don't know. But you're used to doing stuff. But because I've never gone that way, I'm like, oh, go this way, turn left, do that. Like, I can't even give up control in the passenger seat. And that's something that I really had to, like,
that's real.
I'm still working on that.
That's real.
But that's definitely something that I know, even though I'm actively trying to be more conscious of it and just be like, you know, that person has been living this whole time without you. So what make you think that because you're around, that your way of doing something or how they wash dishes or wash their clothes, what make you think that your way is better? They've been doing this forever.
Just setting your ways.
I'm still thinking, not to say that I don't have them, I'm just trying to figure out what is it like, because you gave a good example, and now I'm sitting here thinking like, that's some shit that I do too. Yeah, I do that shit heavy. That's the crazy part.
But if nobody brought it up to you,
yeah,
how would you know?
Because people just, I mean, it might not be an issue until you in a relationship. Right. Because your friends don't notice that. I notice that you do that shit all the time. It just don't bother me. Mm-hmm. I don't care. And I'll also be like, oh, well, I'm going to go this way. Let's go this way. Look, let's try it this way.
Turn right, left.
Well, let's try it this way. But I'm a person who, and I feel like this is why we get along, because she likes to control things, but I'm a person who likes to reach out for like help and guidance. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of, I feel like there's a lot to like bounce back and forth. Mm-hmm. Like I have a lot of space for somebody to put you to put it on the floor, mm-hmm. and me to still reciprocate it. I'm not usually going to be defensive about somebody trying to tell me something. Because I appreciate anybody who's trying to help me.
And I get defensive as soon as somebody tells me something.
I do.
Like, I take it personal. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. That's another thing is really trying not to take something personal when somebody tells you something that you're doing that they don't like.
And it's only certain people, though, for me when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. My coworkers, I just take it as constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. When I'm in the relationship with my partner, in my mind, I internalize that as, like, you trying to say I'm dumb, like I'm stupid. Mm-hmm. I don't sound intelligent, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So part of me be sitting here like, you trying to be funny?
Yeah.
And with all time while, it's just like, no, I'm just explaining to you because clearly I can tell that you're not understanding what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So then I do this thing like, well, I don't like how you said it. And he be sitting there like, well, how the fuck did I say it? You said it like I'm stupid. Like you said, he said, no, I just said it.
I said it like I was trying to tell you.
It turns into this whole different argument about, I don't know why I do that, but maybe like you said, it's an insecurity. Like I take that as if I'm dumb. I don't know what I don't know what you're talking about or what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. type shit. But then he has to like not dumb it down, but he like change his tone, like he start talking slower, like, listen, I'm just explaining to you like this so you don't get offended. Then I'll be like, I'm not slow, so you can talk normal. But in his mind, he'd be like,
but you know I can't.
He was like, but when I talk normal, you get offended. So now I'm talking slow, or, you know, I'm trying to talk in a more
calm. I'm trying to be calm.
You know, now you still offended. So it's like a lose-lose.
Like, you just don't want me to say shit.
Yeah,
and I don't want you to say anything.
I also think it's kind of like a dig at your character, like when somebody telling you something you do that they don't like, mm-hmm. and I'm like, well, and then I would be like, but I do this and I do this and I do this and I do this.
You basically say that it's like, well, why don't you like what I do?
So how do you even feel this way about me when I do all of these other things, and this, it don't have shit to do with those other things. Like, you do this, and I don't like that you do this. It doesn't matter that you're great and all, that you're a great cook and that you can clean up well and that you do this. Bro, your communication and your tone is fucked.
You know,
that ain't got shit to do with the other great things that you can do.
Something else, just you saying that just reminded me of when I become defensive, when they tell you, like, something that I'm doing, like, they don't like. Instead of me just receiving that and trying to, you know, mm-hmm. let's talk about that then. Why don't you like it? What is bothering you? My mind instantly go to, well, the other day, you did X, Y, and Z. And I didn't like that. And you mean,
and all that. I don't say it to them, but I feel like I internalize that because I don't say, and like you were saying earlier, you tell somebody the first time they do something, you watch it pile up. Mm-hmm. I watch it pile up. I watch the storm, just how I watch, it's like a car accident. Mm-hmm. I watch it happen and I just slowly start hating your guts.
And I will tell her, like, you should say something.
I'll be like, I'm going to wait. I'm going to see if they do it again.
They
mm-hmm.
going to do it again.
But in my mind, like it's like, well, if you keep doing the thing I don't like, then I don't like you.
But you also can't hope, bro. I know, but that's not mind readers,
and that's my problem. Like, nobody is, but I feel like I hold stuff in, and that's why when somebody brings something to me, I feel like, well, I didn't say nothing to you when you did this whole laundry list of shit that I ain't never said nothing about, because I feel like you can keep some shit to yourself. Like, you don't need to critique.
Yeah, you definitely got to pick your battles,
but. I feel like if I think it's something small enough to me, I've held my tongue about something small. So don't tell me shit small, no stupid shit that's getting on your nerves, because fuck you.
But then on top of that, what's small to you may not be small to
exactly.
them.
But right. then it make me want to be petty bitch, like, oh, well. Like, why your bitch ass do this?
Oh, we going tip for tat. Okay.
Well, let me tell, and it do make you want to be like, well, let me tell you what I got a problem with. Okay, since we talking about problems.
Yesterday, when we was right around 3:30, when we went to pull up to the church of chicken, and your ass ordered all the different things, and they just pulled off, that pissed me off. Because why would you take me to church of chicken if I couldn't eat?
Is this a real scenario?
Somebody definitely did that. Nah, for real. But why would you do that? Why would you do these things? Because I have a problem with things. I ain't said shit.
Outside of that, I really can't think of... I can't think of anything else. I think that's one of my biggest issues. And you just saying that just brought it to the forefront. Well, not to the forefront, because I already knew that. Because that's something that he's been saying. But, damn. Why can't I be perfect?
You don't think I'm perfect? No.
Yeah.
No, for real.
Why can't I be perfect?
It's definitely a lot of... And I feel like, and that's why my views, especially lately on relationships, are definitely more lax. And we got a group chat where we be talking about niggas on the apps and niggas sliding in our DMs and talking to them for an hour and critiquing they whole shit and really just not giving people grace. Mm-hmm. Or specifically men, not giving men grace when they're strangers. You don't know them from literally anything. And talking to them for a couple messages, it just, you don't know them. Or be like, oh, he can't hold a conversation. And my rebuttal would be, he could be at work. Maybe he don't have time. And then you would be like, oh, he didn't respond. Or he took too long to respond. Like, literally just, like, not even...
Giving it a chance. But I feel like it's also a point where you just get fed up, too. You can talk to so many people, you just love
it. And I...
Fuck this. Just fuck this.
And just stop talking to them. Mm-hmm. Y'all hear my knees crack?
Y'all got a jam of the week?
Sorry we're cutting y'all short, but we're running behind.
Hi, how are you? Y'all still recording?
Yeah, we're wrapping up now.
Okay. Do you guys want to stay here? You can stay here if you want to. I know you have two guests that are here, too. I'm Dr. Wallace. I'm from Grove.
Hi. I was about to say, I ain't never seen
you before. I'm so sorry. So if you guys want to stay here and
we about to move over. Sorry about that.
Y'all got a jam of the week?
What's your jam of the week?
Why, to be honest, I've been jamming to that, what's the girl name? Is it Tori Monet?
I put that on my...
Mama.
That's all I've been listening to this whole time. On repeat.
What's my song?
It's Steep.
That blue face song?
Left.
Left, right, left, right, left. Whatever. Oh, yeah, left. Do it.
Right, do it. Do it. Right, do it.
Mine is the whole Hamilton soundtrack.
Okay.
Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton.
They told me
Alexander Hamilton. All right, y'all. It was, so nice
you're welcome to have a seat. Ladies.